Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Hi, welcome to Optimize My Life. It is March, and I know I'm a little behind, but March is also Women's Month, and Wednesday is International Women's Day.
Yay!
It is. So all month long, we're going to highlight hometown heroes, but we're also going to highlight women that have empowered themselves and stood out and did things to make a change. And I'm not talking about a lot of women in the feminist movement or what we call the feminist movement. I'm talking about women that were part of the feminist movement back when it actually meant something. The people who fought and did things for improvement of everybody's life, not just themselves. And so for International Women's Day coming up on Wednesday, we're going to have a special edition, hour and a half, 2-hour show, highlighting a bunch of different individuals that spoke out and did things to make a difference. And we are just waiting for our special guest. Today our guest is the Queen of Juice. You heard her this morning on the morning show, and she's coming back on today to finish and talk more about her and what she does. Country, how are you?
I'm wonderful today. How about yourself?
Good. We're just waiting for Georgette.
Okay. Then we're going to, she said she was on the way traffic. She's wanting to be at the land at her own place so she could be in a quiet environment. So I'm pretty sure within the next 5 minutes or she'll be on. You can keep a lookout for her number, Mary, but we'll go ahead and move right along because you and I have been talking a lot on the sidelines too about health and nutrition. The world is listening and talking about health as your first wealth. So you just go ahead and launch us, Mary, and I'm pretty sure she'll get in where she fit in because she's juiced and she knows how to slide right between the cracks.
Exactly. And so today our guest coming
Wait, one more time too, Mary. If you happen to see, hang on, let me look at the number. Hang on quick second, Mary, since I'm bored. Dr. Jerry Brown. He's a military vet. You might see us. 678-777. If you see that number, come up here and call ID Mary. That's Dr. Jerry Brown. He's a nutritional expert also.
Oh, cool. So as you were talking about in the morning show, about healthy eating and healthy, but it's not just eating, it's mindset and how it's just as important how your mind is and how you think about food and how you think about when you eat as what you put into your body. So before we get our guest that talks about what we put in our body, she's here now. Hi, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you. So,
perfect.
Our
Yay.
Guest arrived. Yes, Georgette, the juice queen.
Thank you so much. I hope everybody is having a phenomenal day. Happy Monday, motivational Monday. Thank you for the introduction. Like she said, my name is Georgette Reynolds. I'm the owner of Juice Up Bar, Inc., located in Atlanta, Georgia, but also located online at juiceupbar.com. We ship to all 50 states. My name in the streets is your neighborhood juice dealer and dope healer. I enjoy all things health, mental wellness related. And I'm just excited to be on your platform today.
Oh, we're excited to have you. Now, we started out talking just before you came on about it's not just, we're in this mindset of supplements and all these things that we have to put in our bodies. But I want to focus, start out with not just what we're putting in our bodies, but how our mind looks at what we're putting in our bodies. Because, you know, it's a proven fact, but it's also, you know, something we don't ever think about. And how what we how we associate with food and juices and everything else, nutrition, determines how well our body digests that and how much we actually get from that food. And having a healthy, happy relationship with what we're eating is just as crucial as what we put in our bodies.
Man, absolutely. So like Miss Mary said, foremost is having the mindset to realize that we live in a society where our food is not all the way what we think it is, right? We live in a bio engineering type of world. Sometimes they don't even put the ingredients on the packages of food. They put bioengineering. If you're not aware of those things, then you can be consuming plastic and not even know it. So when I talk about mindset,
you still there? I think we lost you for a minute there. Country, can you hear me?
And nowadays, the way the media feeds us through subliminals and shows us and makes us think that we want all this stuff. But again, she was sharing with us earlier, the things that we crave is what your body's not getting. I'll stop with that, Mary.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, okay. My line dropped.
Georgette.
No worries.
Georgette.
I'm back. Yeah, I am. Correct. Hey, country.
You know,
so,
you
yes,
brought up a good
so
point.
Like,
before I lost you and you lost me, was plastics and how...
Yeah, absolutely.
Margarine, we'll start there before you continue on. Margarine
is
one molecule away from being plastic, and it was originally invented to feed our chickens and our turkeys during the Depression to fatten them up, and they refused to eat it. So they decided to market it as an alternative for humans to eat.
Crazy. Yeah. So
I'm glad everybody's muted because somebody would either be frowning really bad or laughing in the background. But that's not funny that the FDA will allow them to do that. The Federal Drug and Food Administration will put these things on the label and disguise it with fancy words, killing you softly. Back to you, Mary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So please continue on because I love what you have to say.
Yeah. So when it comes to just the mindset, knowing what is in your food, you need to flip it over. And that's what I'm saying. Reading those labels is very important. Looking at words like bioreengineering, hydroammonium glycoside, you know, those words you want to look out for because we don't even know what that is. And it's outlawed in these country, in this country. It's acceptable in other countries, it's not. So just really getting familiar with your food intake. Also with that mindset comes from what are you craving? What is your mind telling you you want to eat? What does that feel like? Because now food is associated with a feeling. I tell people all the time, sugar is registered in the brain as love and it feels good, but sugar is not ideal for your daily diet because it also is registered in your body as crack, just like love is and sugar is. And they all have the same effect on the brain. They all reach that part. So now it becomes a point where we're getting held hostage to our taste buds because we want to consume the sugary. We want to consume the heavy saturated things, or they're just carbonation, carbs and processed foods. And so now we don't even know how to differentiate the good from the bad, because we've been had so much of bad. A lot of us are even walking around with headaches all day. We don't even know it until we go through an elimination process and a detox process, and then we'll realize, oh man, I've been having this headache, or I've been having this groggy feeling, and this is crazy. This is what I've been experiencing. And I'm like, yeah, you didn't even know it, because you just eat and don't really think about it. But when we begin to really hone in on the things we're putting in our body, we become a more conscious eater, then our taste buds start to shift. Things start to happen. They start to change in us. The byproduct of the whole thing is that you lose a little weight here and there. You become more clear in your thinking. You become, you know, more energetic, more energized. And then you're like, oh, well, wow, I've been eating this way for so long, and I thought it was good for me, and now I'm realizing it's not. So just,
Georgette,
you know,
without,
being,
without me,
yeah.
Without me interrupting you too much or too terribly, when you first said it to me, would you go ahead and add clarity while you're right there? When you said food is like dope, or your juice is dope, now you're talking to the things that you crave, and you just said sugar is just like crack. Could you kind of help clarify why you say your juice is dope? And that'll give people a different connotation on why dope is used in a good way this time. Just, and I beg your pardon.
No, thank you so much, Country. I call myself a juice dealer and a dope healer, because I do heal in a dope way with dope. And food is the most important drug that people consume, need to consume, and should consume, but on different levels of it. Food, and like I said, some of our foods that we are allowed to eat in the U.S., they're outlawed in other countries due to the chemicals and ingredients that is used in them. Like Mary was saying, like, some of our food contains plastic, and we don't even know it. We're consuming these things. Some things they have created that don't even go bad. Your food is supposed to go bad, especially if you're a naturalist and you're eating things that were naturally grown. And you know, just natural, they do go bad. They're not here forever. So if food outlasts 7 to 10 days, that should raise an eyebrow as to what am I really putting inside my body. Now, when I use food as a drug, drugs are supposed to be put out to help cure, heal, fix, direct, change, interchange, all these things. But what they don't tell you is that it changes you mentally. It changes you on a molecular level. It changes your cells. It alters your cells. So now when you become sick and a doctor prescribes you medicine, now you're codependent on this medicine that's not even – it's derived from a plant, sure enough, but all the chemicals that have been put into it to, quote-unquote, help the situation, now it causes more long-term issues, because if you're on certain medications, they don't tell you that the side effect is liver damage, kidney damage, because your liver and your kidney, that's your filtration processes in your body, and they help filtrate everything out. So if you're ingesting this medicine and then your body's trying to decipher what it can use to heal and send to the other places, now it has to eliminate the rest of the stuff that it was chemically engineered with. Your body is not designed to handle that. Your body was designed for fruit and vegetables, some meat, depending on your blood type. We will talk about that in a little bit. But, yeah, just knowing that that's the drug. Food is definitely a drug. Mentally, you crave things, and then your body wants them, or your body craves things. But if you begin to want, we're going to go back to that mindset, change your mind about the way you view food, you will change your whole life.
That is so complete. That is so true. Sorry, I had something stuck in my throat for a minute there. You know, we have a rule in my house, because I let my kids go grocery shopping with me and let them pick out things. if we're going to eat it as a meal, if you don't understand what's on the label, other than macaroni and cheese and hamburger helper, it's just because mom cannot cook naturally every day, all day long. We don't buy it. It comes to a lot of stuff my kids eat, like, for instance, chicken nuggets. You know, kids eat them. But there's so many healthy alternatives that the new ones my son buys are really neat. They actually, the coating that's around them is actually a vegetable coating.
Oh, I love it.
And when you read the back of the label, it is, you understand it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's words that are not hard to pronounce. It's words that are not foreign. It'll look like another language, for sure.
Right.
That's a good point, Georgia. If you're reading one of the label, whether you're buying cheese or yogurt, if you're reading a label, if they have words that you can't even pronounce, put it back.
I'm trying to tell you. Because then you will start to realize that the food that you deem safe is actually not that safe at all, especially if you are a mommy of a super-powered kid like I am. And it comes a time when I had to learn about the dyes in food, the yellow number two, blue number five, red dye number five, blue number seven. I'm like, girl, what is this? But then when my son consumes it and he's off the rocker and he's everywhere and all around the place, I'm like, oh, okay. That's what that did to him. Okay, got you. So then we have to go back and say, let's adjust. How can we do this? Just like you, I was hearing you, Mary, you said the hamburger helper. I make a vegan version of it. I make my own sauce. Then we'll use ground walnut meat and lentils together to emulate, you know, like ground beef. Mm-hmm. And then, and then we use chickpea noodles. So, it's always the way around it.
What is chickpea noodles? What is that?
Chickpea noodles?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, noodles made out of chickpeas.
How you make it?
Chickpea flour, a little bit of chickpea flour. You can use plant-based milk and apple cider vinegar to try to give you plant-based buttermilk. And then just butter, water, a little bit of salt, put it through and make noodles. Put it through like your noodle presser and make my own noodles. Absolutely.
Joseph,
zucchini noodles is another one.
Let me interrupt one more time, Georgette. That's a good question, Joseph. She's going to be doing a cooking show. Joseph, this is who I tell you I was going to introduce you to once I pick you up from the hospital that day, and they prescribed about four or five other different beds for you.
Ooh.
And she's going to explain that to you. She's about 2 miles from where you live, Joseph. So thank you for showing up. Go right ahead, y'all. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead, Georgette.
So speaking of which, starting next month, we are launching a couple different cooking shows. And Georgette has been graciously a willing participant. So she will have, it'll be starting out on YouTube and social media platforms, a cooking show on how to eat healthier.
Just become a conscious eater is what I like to classify
that I need.
It because I don't want you to think I'm going to turn you a vegan or turn anything, none of the things. What I want
it'll be a whole lot better taking all that medication, I'll tell you that. My urologist, she was from Africa, and I had started having prostate issues, and she was telling me, said, Mr. Buchanan, she said that African-American men have a lot of pressure when they urinate and stuff. So I was telling her I didn't recognize the warning signs. And she was telling me you need to eat a fiber diet and you need to stop consuming cigarettes and cigars. You know, I like to smoke cigars at that time. She said you need to stop smoking cigars And she said, how are you very active? I said, I got 7 kids. I'm very active. My mom has 10. She said, Mr. Buchanan, and I can't say that on the radio station. She said, you can only make love one time. What is you trying to do to yourself? And I'm like, hold up. What do you mean? She's saying most of the problems of African-American men back in the day, they had a lot of children. And she said, as you putting wear and tear on your prostate, because you have to understand that is the semen that comes out of it, and you are really killing yourself. And I said, well, a man thing is we go out and search and do what we do. She said, no, you have to learn to be with one person. Your way of thinking, how you used to think, have to change. Even your eating habits, your sleeping habits. And a lot of people are not going to tell you this because the way that we do things, Emery is not going to like the way I tell you this, but I'm going to tell you in a way that you understand. And I was like, okay, the other urologist I went to, he's on the same level. He's Jewish, a great doctor. He said she was right. She's telling you you have to change your way of thinking, the way you see the world, the way you see yourself. You have to look at yourself in the mirror every day and tell yourself that the decisions that you make, your way, your pattern have to change. The way you used to do things, you know, because I'm a Capricorn. I like to overdo things, and I'm a thinker. She said there's nothing wrong with thinking, but you need to process into reality. And I didn't understand that till now. I understand why I'm writing. She said, what do you love to do? I said, I love music. I like to write. She says, challenge that pain and open the door alone so that other people can understand how what you went through. My ideas of life is giving our story to other people, eating habits, relationship, domestic, but, you know, all those issues that we go through as people, whether you're Caucasian or you're black, we all have similar in content, pain, and we all have eating habits. We all have stress that we don't know how to deal with it. I drink a lot of coffee, and I will fill him up and say, I'm going to go drink. I'm drinking some coffee. He was going to be crazy. Cowboy, like, you just woke up and you could drink some coffee because that's my routine. 12 o'clock at night calling him and I'm drinking coffee because that's what I've been used to doing, drinking Red Bull coffee for my energy. And it's like it got to a toe. It wore me out because I was doing more damage to my body. I just turned 55 in January, and I said, you know what? I look good outside, but my body is messed up inside. My way of thinking and healthy relationship is screwed up because – my mom stayed in a relationship for 30-something years with a man that was abusing her. And I figured, and I picked up some of her characteristic characters staying in a relationship where those days of me not loving myself, overdoing, and then I get mad at myself because I don't overdid it and people don't appreciate it. And I look in the mirror and I say, God, is this so, what I want to be?
So, Joseph, let me interrupt you right there because you worked with my son a while and he told you, if I catch you drinking a Red Bull one more time at work, you're fired.
Yeah.
Now, we was talking about, Georgette, back to you. I want you to tell me again, Georgette, I love taking notes and hear you talk. You before the show got too deep in, you talked to us real quickly about cravings, certain types of cravings, send certain types of signal. And the last one, I turn back over to you. Early this morning show, everything doesn't work for everybody, and you pointed out to us and talked to us about blood types. So let me flip it back over to you, Georgette. Cravings and blood types.
Cravings and blood types, absolutely. So when we are experiencing cravings, that is our body telling us, hey, our thermostat is off, or hey, we're lacking something, or we have too much of something. Most importantly, when you are craving sugar, that is a clear indication that you may have a parasite. Parasites live in the body depending on anything you have eaten. And I repeat, anything. So for those who are plant-based or vegan or vegetarian, baby, you better know that parasites are on those fruit and vegetables. Also, parasites live in meat. So if we are experiencing any of the signs, craving sweet, craving salty, craving just any type of craving, needing more water. We're dehydrated, you know, so your body tells you things first. And I say this all the time. You have to be your first doctor before you go into your primary care physician's office telling them, hey, I don't feel good, or hey, this isn't going on, because the only thing they're going to do is take what you told them, write some notes, practice on putting your ailments with a cross-represent with a pill and say, here, try this for 30 days. So in that type of practice.
That's why the note on the wall says practicing medicine when you go into their office. Go ahead, Georgia.
Yeah, yeah, so we're going to practice our own medicine out here. We're going to practice.
Right, we're going to kill you.
Yeah, right. So I always say, parasites live in the intestines. They live in the large intestines, the small intestines. That's where they thrive and they live, because that is where the waste of your body sits. Now, if we're not having proper bowel movements, then we are not having the best in eliminating the these parasites. Also, not doing a full body detox will assure that, you know, if you're not actively trying to remove the parasites, they are still in there. So that's number one. The opposite, the opposed side of this is like, okay, I may have a parasite. What does it look like when I detox? So we're gonna have a poo talk. We're gonna talk about poos real quick. Again, before you go telling the physician, you're your own doctor. So if you are having frequent bowel movements, what do they look like? Are they one continuously long term? Is it being broken up in little pieces? Does it sink and does it float? And what color is it? Yeah.
You know what? I can't use the bathroom. It is crazy because I got gastric problems, and that's why I drink coffee. That's why my kids look at me and say, the reason why I drink coffee, to help me use the restroom, because my father had that problem, gastric problems.
But these are the things that they don't teach us and we don't know. So you can't do better if you don't know better. Go ahead, Georgette.
For sure. So that coffee, you may need to replace it with mushroom coffee, because it has more of the enzymes that are good for your gut bacteria. Then you may want to add a probiotic and a prebiotic so that you're taking care of the gut bacteria. And then every now and again, a kombucha will set you straight.
I need to talk to you.
Absolutely, because this is what I do. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy teaching and, like, educating about our body, because now you're going to go within yourself and listen to your body. The body has three motherboards or three brains. You have your brain, then you have your heart, and you have your stomach. These three components all work together. When you when you're hungry, your stomach rumbles because it's just like, hey, we need something in here. But it's just like a shaking or waking of that lymphatic system. That's why it's so important during the earlier times of day that we rise up early, because throughout the night, our body, different chambers go off at different times. So around
push the gas button, Georgia. Push the gas button. Don't jump over the gas button. Put gas in there. Put gas in there.
Yeah, so
a lot of us got gas and we don't want to talk about it. We're talking about the problem now.
So you have this gas or bypass. I'll get to it.
Won't work.
So in the morning, consuming like that warm lemon water is going to wake up the lymphatic system, get the body ready for like the process of elimination. What are we keeping? Okay. What are we eliminating? Now, when we take a look at the poos, when we take a look at the things we are releasing, your bowel movement should be one continuously long turd, and it should sink. If it floats, you have a high fat content in your diet. If it's breaking up in the little bitty pieces, you lack fiber in your diet.
Okay.
If it is gray and really dark, you're dehydrated.
That's why gastro doctors tell you to do this. They really ask you to do this and put it in that bag, that tube, and send it to them. Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm going to interrupt for 1 second here. On every military base, in the bathrooms, on the back of the stall door, there is exactly that diagram, and there's also a diagram for your pee to tell you if you've drank enough water.
Yeah.
You gotta have it. You gotta get it in. I I never knew that about the military, but that is so good to know.
All right, now Georgette, throw them a curveball, Georgette, because Mary's in Minnesota. Our other friend is up in Boston. We live down here in the dirty, dirty South. My friend, she's from Japan. She has a different culture, a different eating habits, different. But when it comes down to it, and Georgette throws the whip on everything doesn't work for everybody because most people don't know about their blood type.
Talk to me
about the blood type.
Absolutely. So if you don't know your blood type, this is not uncommon. About 85% of people don't know. No, it's not on your license. No, it's not on your birth certificate. You actually have to ask for it when you are having, when you go and get your annually checkup. So knowing that blood type will eliminate a lot of the ailments that are going on in your body. Let's say, for instance, you say, okay, I have this gastrolytic situation. Maybe I'll try being vegan. First, we're going to find out your blood type because being vegan might not be for you. Also, when it comes to that blood type, knowing what type of vegetables to eat is really imperative to you healing your body. So if you are A positive, sure, you can consume fish, but it's not going to be like a tilapia. I would like to tell people to get away from a salmon, but you need to eat the more exotic fish, the rainbow trout, the mahi-mahi, the tunas, the halibut, the swai, those fish, because those fish help your body produces the enzymes that it needs to break down the food and put it to and store it where it needs to be stored. Now, okay, you say, well, wait, hold on, G, I'm B positive. All right, well, guess what? Being B positive, you don't even need to consume chicken. Chicken becomes a, when you eat chicken and you're B positive, the salmonella enzymes mix with your gut bacteria, and it becomes a breeding ground for cold and flu. Now you're mucusy all the time. Now you're sick all the time, and you're wondering why I'm eating fruits and vegetables. I only eat chicken. That's your issue. People suffering from sinuses and allergies have a high dairy content. Eliminate the dairy, you'll eliminate the sinus problem. So just really knowing your body and knowing what to put in it, that is the meat of it. That is the meat and potatoes, the plant-based meat and potatoes. But that is what you need to know in becoming a more healthier you. Then you can begin to say, well, hey, I feel different when I eat this. I feel different, you know, when I eat that. And now you're, again, being your own doctor, honing into your own body, honing into your own system and symptoms and saying, hey, this is what I need to eliminate out of my diet. And again, this is not to say you have to give it up cold turkey tomorrow. Everything is a process and a progress to that process. So you got to trust the process. You got to do the 7 days, and then you graduate to the 14 days, and then you graduate 30, and then you know, you keep going and go, so on and so forth. It's an everyday practice. It's not only a mental practice, but it becomes a physical practice. And then in some instance, it becomes a spiritual practice, because if you're practicing fasting or intermittent fasting, then that's your time with your higher being. And, you know, that's your time to sit in silence and connect and really connect with your breath and connect with your body for optimal healing. Everything works together for the greater good of you. The food, the consumption of it, the time of day, the elimination process, how hydrated you are, how much sun you got. One of the things I tell people, I say, well, what can you prescribe me? I prescribe them sunlight, exercise, water, meditation, yoga. And then they get just spending time with yourself, and they go, oh, okay. Well, wow, that really helped. That really eliminated. Because when we are faced with discomfort, dis-ease, and dis-ease, the first thing it starts is in the mind. If you want to be healed, make up your mind that you're going to heal yourself. If you want to be whole,
Georgette,
make up in your mind that you're going to be whole.
Georgette, let me jump in right there if you don't mind. Because I
Go
read
for
the
it.
Word is real rich and potent for you. I always wondered why God would walk up to a man and say, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made whole? That's a mindset thing. And then those things,
sure.
Everything doesn't work for everybody. We talked about blood type, but this morning when you and I, Mary, was talking, I was one of those people that says, I don't like kale. Then Georgette says, well, country, you might like collard greens instead.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mary said, well, look, my kids say, I don't like spinach, but Mary says she grinds it up and makes it look like a herb or spice and mixes it in with a pasta. The juice queen jumps in. I don't like carrots cooked. I like them raw. But I guarantee
I like
you, if she
raw.
Puts it in that blender and put some pineapple on top of it and put it into
a
pasta.
And
a
little
pasta
bit of cinnamon and some pear, you're going to love it. Hey,
right.
You
would
have fun now, won't we know?
But what are you saying about food? Again, it's dope if you put it in the right mixtures. Back to you, Georgette.
You know, not only in the right mixture, I'm going to interrupt for one quick second, but also especially with kids, because, you know, I want to talk a little bit about you and your family, because you do have a special child like I do. And getting them to eat things is hard sometimes. And so, like,
it's
with us,
hard.
We developed the thank you bite. So we put it on their plate, a little taste of it first couple times. And they have to take a bite. Mm-hmm. They have to try it and actually, because you come up with this mindset, well, I don't like this. You're not going to like it if you think you don't like it. But if you try
For sure.
it and you try it and you try it, you might actually like it when you stop thinking you're not going to like something. And one of the other tricks that I've learned is, especially for kids, is putting a little extra of what they like on their plate that I know they're not going to finish their plate. So I negotiate. If you eat half of what you like and take 3 bites of what you don't like on the plate, then you can go. So get
like
them
it.
To eat and try other things, and they think they're getting away with something, but really they're not.
Man, I love that. I might have to try that with your nephew, Gage, because, he doesn't like textures, so that's why the juice works for us so well, because he has, like, just issues with texture, but, again, he pretty much drinks anything I tell him to because, one, I'm his mama. Y'all know I'm big in these streets. I'm about 130 pounds soaking wet. I stand at a whopping 5'2". And, I'm kind of scary. So,
you got the 500-pound attitude is what I like to say.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm 7'1". So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, now, while you're way up there, Ty, there's a lot of people fighting with high, I said high, blood pressure / low blood pressure / diabetes. Mm-hmm. Give us a diabetes tip.
Okay, so for my diabetic, bitter is always better. I know we've been held hostage to our taste buds. I know that we like for things to taste good, but that taste is also connected with a feeling. But once you begin to feel good in a sense of healed and happy and whole and eliminating the body of discomfort, dis-ease, and disease, then that will help you trigger that mindset even more to want to keep doing it. But a few herbs that come to mind, parsley and cilantro, I love, love, love them. Oh, and for my guy who was smoking, if you are still smoking, it is okay. And add some mullein leaf. Roll that and smoke it, okay? That is a great lung detoxifier. It is good for the body. It's going to help you curb your cravings of a cigarette. Smoke thyme, smoke basil, smoke sage. These are things that are smokable and good for you when you smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, heavy on the sage. And another thing for my my diabetics and the blood pressure, the high blood pressure, low blood pressure, you need a thermostat regulator, which is ginger. It can regulate so much. It's good. Man, ginger, that's a cure-all right there. Digestive issues, stomach issues, ginger. You got a hangover, take your shot of ginger. You need to go move your bowels, take your shot of ginger. You catching a cold, ginger. You need help. Thank you for saying, when you experiencing low blood pressure, you know, your morale is low. That means your bedroom time is low. Get you some ginger. Watermelon is great for that. The active ingredient in Viagra is actually the white part of the watermelon. So don't throw that away. Eat that.
That watermelon is actually an electrolyte, too, that prevents dehydration.
Mm-hmm. Man, it's Nathan's Gatorade. That's exactly what I was about to say. That's what I call it. That's
sorry.
Nathan's Gatorade.
One
no,
more curveball.
I love this. Go
one more curveball, Georgette. Mary and I talked briefly before we came on the air today about vitamins, supplements, ones that are good, ones that are not so good. There are certain vitamins that go into that third brain of yours, the second brain of yours, your stomach, and can do more harm than they do good. But since the nuts and fruits and veggies do not get they need what they need from the minerals from the soil nowadays, everyone in America, whether you're vegan or not, needs a multivitamin or supplement of some kind, keyword being supplement what you're not getting. Tell me about vitamins and supplements.
Okay, so vitamins and supplements I do recommend, but don't overdo it. You can herb yourself right on into the emergency room. I say that because if you're just consuming a whole bunch of herbs, it's no different than consuming a whole bunch of medications that you can't pronounce, or in herbs you don't know what they're good for. One herb may combat another herb, so you shouldn't even cross-breed those herbs. Supplements are good when you know your deficiencies. If you have a calcium deficiency, you take a calcium supplement. If you have a bone density deficiency, we may take that. If you need iron, okay. If you need magnesium, okay. Herbs that I think are my go-to and something that I use daily is going to be moringa because it's phenomenal, and it's going to be blue spirulina. Now, this is something, it's a powder. You can either take it or you can put it in your smoothie, but consuming things like that is good. Now, when it comes to the herbs, the teas, and the boiling of things, you have to know what you're consuming, because what it does is unlocks things. It's going to release the toxins into the bloodstream so that they can get out of the body. So when you are herbing yourself up, you have to be mindful of what herbs and how many times did you consume these herbs, because they might not be too much of a good thing is a bad thing, okay? So just keeping your mindset focused on, hey, this is what I need to take. Don't just be out here trying a couple things. If you are on medication right now, cross-reference it. Google is your friend sometimes, because if you Google I bump my toe, is my toe okay? And Google and make sure you dine tomorrow at 7 p.m. So that's not what we want to do. We don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But if you are currently on medication, you cross-reference it with a herb. Literally, you can Google, if I am taking prednisol, what herb is compared to it, or whatever that looks like. And then it'll give you a cross-reference of a herb. Also, a lot of things can be changed with one simple thing, and I mean one simple thing, and that is consuming more water. A lot of things can be eliminated with more water. I'm not one of those fancy schmancy water type people. I do enjoy a good Fiji with a little ice in it. However, I tell people consume more water across the board daily. And when they ask me what kind of water I drink, I tell them the wet kind, okay? I just need to consume some water.
Okay, and I'll have to jump in right there. My company just happens to be one of the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeastern United States. If you guys want to check us out, if you're listening in,
That's Age, A-G-E, delivers.com. AgeDelivers.com. We'll talk more about water later. Also, another cliff note, Georgette mentioned a plant base. Dr. Brown, Mary, do you see 777 in your numbers? Dr. Jerry Brown is an expert. He's a veteran, too, a miracle worker when it comes to herbs and things. He's the person that introduced me to Moringa, who Georgette just mentioned. In case you guys don't know what Moringa is, Google it. M-O-R-I-N-G-A. Moringa aloe vera. It has 300 natural minerals in it, 46 antioxidants, 36 anti-inflammatories, omega-3, 6, and 9, and they say you can only get omega-3 from fish oil, and that's not true either. It comes from a plant. 9 amino acids that your body won't produce, and 18 out of the 20 things that your body needs to heal itself, including with your hair and your skin and boosting your immune system, has a built-in aphrodisiac, antifungal, anti-tumor, brain clarity, blood pressure regulation. This is a plant-based thing. So, again, doesn't matter whether you're vegan or not, you need to be conscious, mind conscious on what you're feeding. You've got to be willing to change in your mind. Two, your stomach is going to let you know and send you those signs that Georgette just shared with us today, whether it be gas. Matter of fact, gas was invented so blind people could understand what was going on. I'm going to stop right there, Mary.
I love it.
You know, when you're thirsty, that means you're already dehydrated. You should be drinking water before your body tells you you need to drink it. And like we were talking about earlier, you know you're hydrated when you pee, it's clear. The darker the color, that means the more dehydrated you are. So drinking water is so important. I know my husband at first was giving me a lot of crap because I can go through a case of water in like 2 days. Because I drink nothing but water.
Pause button one more time. Mary, I know you always extend calls if we need to, but we got about 12, 13 more minutes left. I don't want to be the only one that talks and the only one that has questions. Joe, if you got
questions,
so I'm going to pause, Joseph. I'll make sure you get a chance. She lives about 3 to 4 miles around the corner from you. You'll be drinking her juice before sundown. But if we want to open up the lines, too, if there's anybody that has anything they want to add or inject or questions that they might throw out there.
Quiet.
Go ahead, Georgette. They said, speak once, speak twice, forever hold your peace. They say you
I
talk
know,
a lot.
We don't have any questions.
Questions?
I think you blew most of their minds.
But see, we have to understand, the Hope Foundation show what we're doing. We've been doing this for a little over 10 years now. Mary's connected us to every major social media network on the planet. We're broadcast to 87 different countries, 40-plus languages now. I've been around since the show originated. We call it, we serve up hope for lunch. It tastes great, but it's spiritually fulfilling. What we want you to understand, you guys, is we're a moving force. The divine creator designed you in his own image. There's only one of you. That's why we pointed out blood pressure and DNA and fingerprints, and what works for you may not work for him. We already know that, but we're calling everybody out. I call us super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind, but we all work together to help bless humankind. We want to be able to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and allow every single person to come in and love their very, very best. I call it one nation under love. I thank you for the love that you showed us, sweetie. We're not going to let you get away with this. We're going to invite you back and back and back. When you're already endorsed into the family, because we know that we're speaking to different cultures, different nationalities, but when we talk about love, we need no interpreter. When we talk about health, is your first well. I don't care what planet or what culture or whether you like collard greens or whether you eat kale. We just want you to know that we want you to come forth. Last one for you. My granddaddy says, well, Marvin Gaye says, the world can't get no better if we just let it be. My granddaddy says, country boy, you can't control what no one else thinks. So is a mind thinker, so is he. You can't control what Joseph thinks. You can't control what Mary thinks. You can't control what Georgette thinks. You can only control what you think. You can't control what nobody else says. Why are you wanting to be healthy? Do you want to be healthy? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want? So this thing, when you start to talk about the spirit that we're operating in now, we want to be able to provide you with the information that you need to know. We have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you in the areas that you want to be blessed in, starting with your health. That's what we want to be able to do. And last part of that, granddaddy says you can't control what nobody else says, can't control what nobody else thinks, can't control what nobody else does. You can only do what you do. But we want to invite you in and bring your knowledge, bring your expertise in, bring your testimonies in, bring your problems in, because we have solutions to your problems.
Man, listen, we care enough
to share enough information with you so that you know what you need to know in order to be able to grow, because anything that doesn't grow dies. And if you're not eating healthy, you're walking dead. I'll stop right there.
One, Georgette, do you have a time after the show for like a 5-minute conversation?
For sure. Absolutely.
I have an idea I want to run by you.
For sure. I just appreciate the platform. Country has been just amazing since I met him. So have you guys. I really humbly appreciate the platform for just allowing me to get on and just talk my juicy talk, man, because I just want to tell the world about just being more mindful and health conscious driven just through being, you know, a conscious eater and just having that mindset to heal yourself first before you go running to doctors. And there's nothing wrong with doctors. Everybody needs them sometime or another. But first, if we turn to a doctor, then let's turn to nature. Everything you need on this God green earth, he gave it to you to heal yourself. You just have to be diligent. You have to go out and seek this knowledge for yourself, and you have to go out and practice it. Just like they practice medicine, you practice your medicine on yourself.
You know, and two, you bring up a good point. Doctors can only help you so far. And two is, how many of us, when we go to the doctor, are actually completely honest with our doctors? What we
For
eat,
sure.
what we don't,
yeah.
and what we do. So they can't help us if we're not willing to talk to them. But most of them use an app to tell you what to do.
Oh, and then one other one, Mary. The mind conscious thing, there are certain things that we have. I talked about the other day the spirit of procrastination. It don't even show up on a radar. It don't show up on an x-ray. The spirit of depression. If you're going through something and you're depressed and you got to talk about it more to a stranger or to a doctor or somebody that wants you to tell them why you're depressed, what the problem is, and they're going to give you something to give you so you can sleep, and then give you something so you can wake up, and if the pain's too bad, like they gave my buddy, gave him Oxycontin, which is 10 times stronger than heroin and more addicting than crack, cocaine. Yeah, there is an alternative to medicine. It's called food. So give us one more time, Georgette, for the people that came on late. She says, my juice is dope, and if y'all just missed that part, just play it back for me one more time, because dope is not usually used in a good connotation, but break it down for them one more time, juice lady.
Absolutely. So when we think of food, we need to automatically think of drugs. This is a drug that can sustain us throughout the remainder of our days. Putting the right dope in your body will prolong this vehicle that you have. You only get one vehicle to navigate through this thing called life. Honor it, respect it, put live things in it, put whole fruit and vegetables, because those are the drugs that we need to consume so that we can live the life that we want. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to have discomfort and dis-ease throughout the body. Take control of your health and put the right dope in, okay? Be dope on dope, okay? And your dopest food is the food that is whole food, nutritional food, grains, oats, the thing. Yeah, get the good food. Get the good dope.
You know, I always think back to,
And if you put it in there right, it'll come out right. No
it
shit.
It will definitely come out right. No shit.
You know, I always think back to the old, I think it was Breyers, was like the first ice cream company to actually have real ingredients in them and not all the, because ice cream used to have antifreeze in it, a small amount. That's why I never froze solid. And like, I think it was Breyers. He's come up with that with a bunch of little kids reading the label about the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And they could never pronounce half the words, and then you come up with, like, I think it was Breyers. That's that, you know, cream.
Yeah.
Strawberries, you know. If you can't understand it, you don't know what's in it, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. Can't pronounce it. It's not for you.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. How many minutes we got left, Mary?
Depends. I have it set for another 30 minutes if you want.
Okay. I need about a minute and 40 seconds left.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all a love recipe for agape. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, first.
Country Boys love recipe for agape. You must add one full cup of love. Throw in a whole tablespoon of patience. Throw in a whole tablespoon of generosity. Add a whole pint of kindness. Throw a whole quart of laughter in there and just a pinch of concern. Mix it up wellness and happiness, and then add a whole lot of faith. Stir it up well and spread it all over a lifetime. And serve it to every special love person that's deserving of it that you meet. Who is that? Every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl coming up to help for or make for a better world. I call it One Nation Under Love, agape recipe that says, I will love you unconditionally once I decide to love you. You can't stop me. So if I want to give you all the final recipe to that, love is the greatest gift of all, but love is not love until one gives it away. If you want to experience some love today, then you start by going out and giving some love away. We tell all the kids to practice. I'm going to tell you grown people too, practice it. Doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's the twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and some kindness away, eventually it will come right back to you. Because truly what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of.
Country Boy, I'm stealing that. I'm going to modify that a little bit, cut it up a little bit. I'm going to make that part of our entrance.
Awesome stuff. We're serving it up today. It tastes great and it's spiritually fulfilling. So every day, you guys, at noon, we serve up hope for lunch. Last cliff note, faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you have nothing to hope for, you don't even need to activate that little mustard seed of faith that you have. So all you guys out there that's trying to make it rain, don't try to make it rain if you ain't trying to make nothing grow. Y'all get that later.
There's no better truer word spoken. But it's not even just completely giving it away. It's giving it to yourself, too. Because it's just important to have faith in yourself, have belief in yourself, love in yourself, as it is to give it to somebody else.
But you have to remember, too, Mary, that when he says, I made you and designed you in my own image, last cliff notes, he told him to tell him, country boy, he told me to remind you. He says, I am love, I am the truth, I am the light, and the truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't.
That's so true. So we're almost out of time today only because my computer is almost out of battery life.
It's all good. I've enjoyed myself, man. I appreciate the opportunity. I really do.
And I'm going to call you in a minute here because I have something. I have an idea. I want to run by you.
For sure.
Us Wednesday morning when April talks about type 2 diabetes and ways to live a healthier life with it. And Wednesday at noon, it is International Women's Day, and we're highlighting individuals. And I am proud and thrilled to host one of many special guests, but one of our special, special guests will be Artis Griffin, the co-founder of the radio show and the Hope Collections, Joel Griffin's wife. And this woman was not just the woman behind the man. She was just as big and integral and doing what we're doing today and spreading it and continuing the legacy after he passed. But there's so many things that she did that a lot of people don't realize prior to the radio show and the Hope Collection.
She truly is a work of art. She has a masterpiece of compassion written all over her heart. Artis is really somebody that you really want to be around.
So join us tomorrow for Travel Tuesday. Is Rick back yet, or is he still on vacation?
I think he's still down in Jamaica land on the island, Ron.
So it'll be just Ron, possibly Rick. I don't know. But our Wednesday show will also be a two-hour show, special edition for International Women's Day. Have a good day. Have a good week, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow at noon Eastern. Bye for now.
Thanks, everybody, for joining.
Bye. Peace, y'all.